talk a little bit about the decision-making process. What led you to run, and was there anything in specific that kind of triggered in your mind that, you know, maybe this is something you'd like to try and do?
Well, I think a lot of it, Will, gets back to my background and, you know, what I've done over really the past 20-plus years. You know, I'm not necessarily, well, I'm not a politician. I'm a business leader. I'm definitely a political outsider. But I do know how to work with people. I know how to get things done. Obviously, I've created jobs. I understand what it takes to build a successful company. So I think all those things go into, you know, my preparation for Congress.
Why Congress? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, running for Congress is really a way for me to take, you know, my service and my leadership, what I've done in my community, to the next level. And, you know, to really fight for the people in this district.
Why Congress versus maybe another local office or some other different political office?
You know, I really think, Will, it boils down to that's what we need as a country, as the people in this district. You know, I think I can affect change with respect to the issues and really use my experience more effectively in Congress.
You're running as a Republican, but in your statement today, you mentioned a lot getting rid of some of the political rancor or some of the political infighting and maybe even some of the backbiting, if you will, that kind of goes on. I can imagine that's probably not all that appealing to you, that sort of political behavior.
Yeah, frankly, I want to stay away from that. You know, I commented earlier, I'm not a politician. You know, politicians talk a lot. They talk about the issues. They talk about tax reform. They talk about infrastructure. They talk about creating jobs. But I've done it. And so that's what, you know, I want the people of the district to, when they get to see me and listen to me, you know, I can talk about my experiences.
The 17th district, as you know, is a pretty, I think we can all agree, a pretty well gerrymandered district in terms of its geography. Do you see any problems or concerns campaigning from one end of the district up near Rockford to down near parts of Peoria?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. There's no doubt about it. It's huge. It's going to be challenging. It serves three television markets. But half of the district I served when I was in business. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm comfortable with the Peoria market, although you know, my part of the district down there is South Peoria, but it's going to take a lot of hard work. There's no doubt about it because of the size of the district.
And I'm sure you would agree that assuming you and Congresswoman Bustos get through the primary process, she obviously does have some name recognition, as I'm sure you do as well. So I imagine that some of that probably comes into play as to how you campaign too, right?
She has name recognition. You know, what she does have right now, frankly, is Nancy Pelosi. She's on Nancy Pelosi's team. And, you know, she hasn't worked the district. She spends a lot of her time in D.C. She spends a lot of her time fundraising nationally. She's been appointed to the Heartland Engagement, which allows her, it puts her in a position where she's taking taxpayer dollars and money from outside the district and using it to try to recruit Democrats. These are all things that don't apply to the constituents in the district. And, you know, for me, that's not what this job is about. This job is about getting out, talking to people, finding out what the needs are, and then going to D.C. and trying to put deals together and get things done. We need to fix health care. We need tax reform. Those are issues that I've dealt with in my own business.
Congresswoman Bustos was in Galesburg earlier this week talking to the folks at Galesburg Castings, and she's, I would imagine, has done a lot of that in her time in Congress. Is that not a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing. But, you know, it's not something you just do once every, you know, 6 months. It's something that you're doing all the time. Your face is in the district. You're out, you know, constantly, every single day. I'm already doing it myself.
Mm-hmm.
She's not.
This probably goes to what you were referring to about wanting to end politics and partisan fighting, in your words. But before your news release came out today, that Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee you mentioned issued its own statement claiming that you, quote, put profits ahead of protecting Illinois children, relating to the lead issue that we've been dealing with here in Galesburg. Do you have any response to that?
Yeah, I do have a response.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I find it interesting that, you know, I just applied with the FEC this morning, notifying that I was a candidate for Congress. Immediately following that comes this press release targeting me, you know, with negative stuff. That's what establishment politicians do. Now, with respect to what she's talking about, I have never been critical of Mayor Pritchard or what the city has done to fix the lead issue in Galesburg. And it goes beyond lead pipes. But what I was critical of is the fact that my opponent came to Galesburg, blew into Galesburg, said that Galesburg had a water problem, and tried to make us look like Flint, Michigan. That's what I'm critical of.
Mm-hmm.
Then she came back with dollars from the federal government. You know, I'm critical of the way she approached the city with respect to thinking that the city had a problem with her water. We never had a problem with her water.
I'll just ask you one last question here before I let you go, Mark. Do you see it being difficult kind of dividing your time between campaigning and being a businessman here? And I imagine that's got to weigh on you a little bit.
Yeah, you know what, Will? I'm 100% committed. I made this commitment to run for Congress, and that's where I'm focusing my time and my energy, 100%. On my platform and my run for Congress.
Mark Klein, officially a candidate for Congress on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. We will have sports next on WGIL.